Welcome, students, for the next chapter that we are going to begin now will be chapter 8 after production analysis. This chapter is cost analysis. Much of this chapter rests on production, so it will be very easy for you to relate and understand. The objectives of this chapter will be, we will be introducing you to the various types of cost, how the cost influences the production of output both in short and long run. What is learning cost curve? What are the factors which influence the cost and what exactly is cost of multiple products? Let's begin with the cost definition. Cost of production is the aggregate of expenditure which is incurred by the producer in the process of production. Therefore, the valuation is placed on the use of resources. So remember, when we talk about cost, in economics, cost is the value placed on the use of resources. Cost of production is defined as the total expenditure which is incurred by the producer in the process of production. When we talk about cost analysis chapter, we are, as we said, apart from understanding cost, we are moving to the types of cost. So these are all the different types of cost that you see in this slide, and all the cost gets divided into two main categories, the accounting and the economic. Accounting costs are those costs which are written in the books of account. So all those costs which are written in the books of account are called as explicit cost. But implicit cost are those costs which are, they are we can say that they are the economic cost, the theoretical cost. So implicit, variable, book cost, real cost, social cost, opportunity cost. These are all the costs which you will find only in the books of account. Theoretical. But when we talk about fixed cost, variable cost, explicit cost, okay, money cost, these are the costs which we have, which are accountable and which can be written in the books of account. So to have an idea of these costs, we'll be going further. To start first with the money cost and the real cost. As you see that money cost is the actual production cost. It is the prices which is paid to the factors of production. So all type of, you can say, raw material cost, purchase of machinery will be considered as money cost. But real cost is which we'll never find in the books of account. It is all the sacrifices, all the mental pressure, all the tensions that the factors have undergone in the place of work. So any sacrifices which is made during the production process is real cost. So when you are going at the place of your work, let's say an employee, a child who is the only child of a parent, and the parent is sick, but the child goes to the office. Okay, so that's the real cost, because you are sacrificing your attention that you need to give to your home because you need to work. We all face this scenario in our life sometimes. Your requirement at your home may be very high, but at the same time you have some very important presentation in your office and you have to report there. That is the time you will face what is called as real cost. Real cost is not accountable, but it plays a very important role in your productivity. Yes, so if the real cost becomes very high, then you will find that the overall efficiency of the employees definitely start reducing. Explicit and implicit cost. Explicit cost are the actual payments, so they are nothing but the accounting cost. But implicit cost is where you are doing a work, but there's no corresponding payment. Aap kaam kar rahe ho, lekin aapko koi payment nahi milega. Implicit cost ko hum bol sakte ek help. Now we have given an example. If a driver brings material to work, there is explicit cost in the form of his salary. But if the manager brings it, there is no such cost, as manager is not paid to drive a car. So when the driver is bringing his own material, his own resources, yahan par material hai, uska khud ka energy, uska resource, uska driving skill. He is driving the car for the manager, he is paid for that. But suppose if the driver goes on a leave and the manager decides to drive the car himself or herself, company will not pay the manager. So that is called as implicit cost. The third category is private cost and social cost. See, private cost and social cost, whenever a factory is set up, it is going to generate some effects. Correct? These are called as externalities of the firm. Social cost here we are talking about. Social costs are always in the form of externalities. Externalities can be positive or it can be negative. Social cost can be positive or it can be negative. So when a company is building up a garden or a school or a hospital, then we say it is a positive social cost because it is benefiting the society. But when the company is adding pollution, congestion of traffic, then that is considered as a negative social cost for the society. Today, organizations have to be very cautious whenever they are making any, diversification plans or new investment plans, especially when they are setting up their plants in those locations which do not have any social cost issue. So the company has to be very, very careful of not creating any negative social cost, because that might bring lot of external violation for the company to operate. We have something called as historical cost and replacement cost. Now, historical cost is the purchase price of any input. So if a company has purchased a machine, let's say the machine cost 2 lakhs, 2 lakhs becomes the historical cost, because 2 lakh purchase of machinery will be entered in the books of account. So that's a historical cost. Since it's a capital asset, it is subject to depreciation. What will happen is that replacement cost is the current cost that will be incurred by the firm. Okay, so when a machinery depreciates, then to the extent that the machinery has depreciated will be recorded as a replacement cost. So if suppose there is a machine of 2 lakhs, okay, it has a 5 years lifespan, then on the 5th year, the historical cost, or you can say the replacement cost, will be the price at which the machine is sold. So agar ek 2 lakh ki machinery hai aur uska 5 saal baad 50,000, let's say 50,000 mil gaya, तो 50,000 रिकवर हो गया है. तो अभी इकोनॉमिस्ट का ये मानना है कि द मशीन हैज नॉट एक्चुअली डेप्रिशिएटेड बाय द अमाउंट विच इज मेंशन्ड, बट बाय लेस, बिकॉज 50,000 आपने प्रॉफिट रिकवर किया है. सो दिस रिप्लेसमेंट कॉस्ट इज नॉट इट हैज टू टेक इन टू अकाउंट दैट द रीसेल प्राइस दैट द कंपनी हैज एक्वायर्ड व्हेन द बुक्स ऑफ अकाउंट शोज इट स्क्रैप वैल्यू एज जीरो. Whereas there is some amount which is recovered by the firm. So replacement cost is the difference between the price that you get after selling the product and the new machinery, the price at which you buy the new machinery. So this difference has to be minused. However, replacement cost is a more theoretical concept for decision making, because it only tries to tell us when our books of account shows the scrap value of a capital asset, okay, as zero, there is some replacement cost, because if the machinery is sold and there is some amount which is recovered, that should be considered as replacement cost, current cost that will have to be incurred to purchase the input acquired in the past. So what is the difference you pay when you go for technological upgradation? Financial accountants, tax authorities, they are always interested in historical cost, while as management accountants, they are always looking at the current cost. So when they are changing the machinery which has depreciated, they have to see what is the new price of the machinery and what is the difference between the old machinery and the new machinery. The difference will be very useful for decision making. It also reflects the inflation. It also reflects the prices. Now, whenever we talk about economic cost, especially in cost analysis, we cannot avoid the importance of opportunity cost. Opportunity cost is the cost of anything that is produced. It is the next best alternative that can be produced instead by the same factors. So it is the cost of using something in a particular venture. Opportunity cost is the opportunity lost, okay, by not using it in its best alternative use. So whenever we talk about opportunity cost, we are actually talking about the next best alternative that could be done. This is useful when a company is making a decision to purchase or to buy on lease. If they buy on lease, what is the opportunity they are losing? If they are purchasing, then what is the opportunity they are losing? So opportunity cost is always resources having alternative use. So what is the opportunity they are losing when they are taking a decision? I have an example over here. Suppose if we have a company, okay, and this company is having a fixed plant machinery, which is used for, let's say making biscuits. Now, if the company gets a new order, then the company has to free its machinery by some 5 or 6 hours. So definitely if the company is, freeing its machinery, they cannot make the same output because abhi upcome the machine that aapka jo main product aapki company bana rahi hai. Let's say it's making biscuits. So the main product that the company is making, manufacturing of, let's say, cream biscuits. Now to manufacture some amount of, let's say, some 1 lakh packets of cream biscuit, the machinery is using some 100 hours. Now from 100 hours, the machine's time will be reduced to 80 hours because 20 hours of the machine has to be used for making those biscuits for which the company has tried to take an order. Now 20 hours less, matlab definitely you cannot get the same amount of output kyunki abhi aap machine 100 hours ki jagah sirf 80 hours use kar rahe ho. So you are losing the opportunity of making those additional unit. So when a company is going to negotiate, it has to, before taking a project, the company has to look for alternative. If we are not using this machine now for making this output, then are we going to earn more by not making use of the machinery for our present project and taking some other project? So opportunity cost is very important for decision making. Is it clear? So whenever you are, like, for example, you are going for a job interview, you will always make this opportunity cost as a part and parcel of your decision making. If you get call letters from two equally good companies, then which to select and which to reject will be purely based on your opportunity cost analysis. What if I don't join? What will I lose? If I join this, what will I gain? So this is how opportunity cost plays a very important role, especially when we are facing scarcity of resources situation. Then we have fixed and variable cost. Already you have studied in production, short run production, fixed and variable factors. So all the costs which are incurred on fixed factors will be fixed cost. Okay. They are also known as supplementary cost, overhead cost. Okay. Variable costs are the costs which vary with output. So all type of expenses on raw material, electricity, gas, fuel, wages, salary of labor will be variable cost. Fixed cost will be cost of machinery, cost of land, considered as fixed cost. These costs do not change. Okay, you have to remember that the distinction is valid in the short run and long run. We have already discussed this in production. So the difference between fixed cost and variable cost will be purely determined by the time period in which the firm is operating, short run or long run. When we convert these costs into a graph, the behavior of this cost is shown in this given slide, where on the x-axis you measure the output and on the y-axis we measure the cost. If you look at this graph, students, you can see that the total fixed cost is a horizontal line. It's a straight horizontal line parallel to x-axis. But the variable and the total cost are upward sloping. And you will also note over here that the total variable cost, if there is zero output, there will be zero variable cost, huh? Okay, but the total cost will never be zero even if the output is zero. We have not taken zero, we have started with one. So always remember, total fixed cost do not change with output, but variable and total cost varies with output. So this diagram is only to make you register in your mind that fixed cost do not change with output, whereas variable cost varies. So this is how the graph will look like. All this cost, when we divide with output, we determine averages. So when we divide the total cost with output, we derive average cost. Average cost of production is per unit cost. Okay. Similarly, when we divide the total fixed cost with output, we will derive the average fixed cost. Now this is interesting. Average fixed cost will always be falling as the output is increasing. So the nature of average fixed cost is that as the units of output expand, the average fixed cost will fall because it gets spread over the number of units of output. This is how the average fixed cost will look like. It will be a graph that we have been so repeatedly looking at, whether it's isoquant, whether it's the demand curve. So it is something like this, because it shows that when the company was making the first unit of output, its average fixed cost was as high as 140. But by the time the company reached its sixth unit, its average fixed cost drastically fell to 20. So see, the fall from 120 to 20 rupees is just because of expansion of output. So what do we learn? We learn that if the company wants to cover up its fixed cost, expand output so that the fixed cost starts getting divided. The average variable cost is derived when we divide the total variable cost with the total output. Okay. And always remember, the average variable cost will be a U-shaped graph, as you see in this slide. It shows that initially the average variable cost is going to be high, but eventually the company will be able to bring down its average variable cost. And if its average variable cost is falling, it means the company is enjoying economies of scale, which we had covered in our previous chapter. So they have skilled manpower, they have better machinery, they have commercial economies. All those economies of scale, internal economies of scale, will bring down the average variable cost. But once it reaches the optimum level, and if there are diseconomies faced in the company, it will pull up the average variable cost, like industrial unrest. Okay, or we can say that there may be a lack of supervision, which may lead to higher cost of getting the output. So average variable cost, if it is U-shaped, it indicates that there are diseconomies which have set in the production plant. You plus both average fixed and average variable, you derive average cost. So average cost formula is average fixed cost plus average variable cost. And like average variable cost, average cost is also a U-shaped graph. Where always remember, whenever the firm is going to start production, its average cost is going to be high. As it starts increasing its output, because of the economies of scale, its average cost will start falling. Average cost, when it is least, we say it is the optimum combination that the company has reached. So once the company reaches the optimum combination, what will be the impact on its average cost? Its average cost will be the lowest. So the lowest point of the U will be considered as the optimum level of production reached. Okay. After understanding all these cost averages, we move to a very special cost called as marginal cost. Marginal cost plays a very important role in decision making with respect to the level of output that can be reached. Marginal cost is the net addition to total cost. So as the company increases its output, its variable expenses are going to increase. The increase in variable expenses is reflected in the marginal cost. There are two ways of calculating the marginal cost. Formula 1 says marginal cost of nth unit is equal to total cost of n minus total cost of n minus 1. Ye n kya hai? N stands for the number of units of output. So suppose if I want to know the marginal cost of making the third unit, to mera answer hoga total cost of making two products, total nth, this is 3. So if I say marginal cost of making the third product, so my formula will be total cost of making 3 products minus total cost of making 2 products. You remember we had done a sum on production, marginal productivity, the difference, same thing. But if the number of units, if the company's production is moving from, let's say, 100, 150, 200, uneven, then you will use the second formula, delta total cost divided by delta Q. To understand this, we will have a mathematical table, which I skip one slide. I'm taking you to this slide because here you have the cost schedule. So it will be easy for you to relate. You can see that we have measured output in the first column. Output is moving from 100, it's uneven. Because the output is uneven, I will be using the second formula, delta total cost divided by delta Q. The total cost is given to you. The average cost, as you know, the formula for averages is total divided by N. So it will be total cost divided by the total quantity. 1000 divided by 100, 2000 divided by 250, 3000 divided by 360. This will give you the average cost. Now, we are interested in knowing the marginal cost formula application. It was delta TC upon delta Q, right? So how do you calculate it? See, the first one, because there is no number before this, we consider it as 0. So it will be 1000 minus 0 divided by 100 minus 0. In other words, either you can keep it a blank, you can keep marginal cost as a blank, as a dash. Okay? Now, how we will calculate this? We'll calculate it like this. 2000 minus 1000. So, 2000 minus 1000, what is the difference? 1000 divided by 250 minus 100. So, what's the answer? 250 minus 100? Yeah, correct, 150. So, 1000 divided by 150, you get the answer. Correct? So this is 6.67. Similarly, for the next, 3000 minus 2000 divided by 360 minus 250. So as you keep deriving your answers, you will find marginal cost is increasing. Marginal cost is increasing. Average cost is also increasing after a point. So it's very important to understand the relation between average and marginal cost. So the relation is, when average cost is falling, marginal cost will always be below it. Marginal cost will cut the average cost at the lowest point. This is that point of optimization. See, when we are looking for optimal output based on cost, then we will always select the second category where the marginal cost intersects the average cost from below. And when average cost is rising, marginal cost will be above it. Let's understand. See here. When marginal cost is falling, average cost is also falling. So see, when average cost is falling, marginal cost will be below it. So see, when average cost is 8, marginal cost is 6.67. So it is less. But when average cost is rising, marginal cost will rise faster. In fact, variable expenses is impacting the total cost. So how much is the variable cost? Company ka jo variable expenses hai, wo kitni tezi se badh raha hai, can be reflected in marginal cost. So as the company moves from 100 to 250, its marginal cost is increasing. Marginal cost is the additional cost for every additional unit. That means after 100 products, 101, 102nd, 100, every additional product, the company's cost is falling from 10 rupees. That means when it reaches the 250th product, its additional cost is only 6 rupees 67 paise. But after that, by the time it reaches the 360th product, its marginal cost goes up to 9 rupees. 440th product is costing the company 12 rupees 50 paise. So now the question comes, which would be the optimal output based on the cost behavior? This says where average marginal cost cuts the average cost. Matlab jahan marginal cost and average cost has to be equal. It will be the lowest point of average cost. So the lowest is 8, correct? But here it is 6. So I think it, as per that, it should be between 250 and 360. So it will be 260th, because we are not taking each and every point calculation. But based on our theory, we know that the optimal level will be between this region 250 or this output level 250 and 360. So you can assume that it may be somewhere 260, 270, 280, where the company will reach its minimum cost output level. Okay. So this was the short run cost schedule. We call it as a short run cost schedule because we can see that the reason for rising marginal cost is rising variable expenses, or we can also relate it with our production theory, that is our first law, law of returns, where you learned that the marginal productivity of labor, if the marginal productivity of labor is falling, then it will definitely lead to rising marginal cost. So in the short run, if the company or the producer has the optimum combination, then it can prevent from operating at rising average cost or rising marginal cost based on input selection. But as you have studied, that there are some external diseconomies which may have an influence on the company's production and its cost. Labor's asking for more wages, going on a strike, can be impacting the market production. Thank you.